Numerous experiments have shown that humans tend to adhere to the rule of reciprocity in social interactions. At its most basic level, this means that we want to respond to a positive action with another positive action. If someone does a favor for us, we want to return the favor, even if, and this is the crucial distinction, that favor wasn't something we necessarily wanted. Sociologist Philip Coons proved the unexpected power of the rule of reciprocity with an unusual DIY experiment back in the 1970s. He made up hundreds of holiday greetings, with each including either a handwritten note or a card and a picture of Coons and his family. Then, around Christmas time, he mailed the holiday cards to 600 perfect strangers. Amazingly, a wave of replies started coming in soon afterward. Some people responded with lengthy 3-4-page letters updating him on their lives, while others sent pictures and shared news of their families. Coons ended up receiving over 200 responses in total. Even more incredibly, he continued to receive holiday cards from many of those strangers for another 15 years. Would you respond to a holiday card from a stranger? The mere notion probably sounds laughable in these days of dwindling snail mail. But what about replying to an email from a stranger? I bet you've already done it many times and will no doubt do so again in the near future. Although we might not think of getting an email from a stranger as a favor, the rule of reciprocity isn't always rational. The mere fact that someone took the time to write to you activates a deep-seated social behavior, the desire to reciprocate like with like. In most social situations, of course, this is good. It leads to the type of cooperative human behavior that has served us well as a species. Yet in the context of email, it can bite us in the ass. Not because email shouldn't adhere to the same conventions as other social interactions, but because email isn't subject to the same physical constraints as other social interactions. For instance, you used to have to meet someone in person to get their mailing address, or at least find a printed directory for their city, which would then enable you.